reading this Monday morning is taken again from the book titled The Boy's Armoury by William H. Grocer, and the heading for today is The Unseen Presence. It's based on the lovely words of Genesis 28 verse 15, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. God's presence with each and every one of his believing people throughout life's journey is one of those great treasure truths which we owe to the Bible. We meet with it in the most ancient of the sacred writings, when Enoch and Noah are found walking with God. God is with Abraham and his son and his grandson. God is with Joseph and Moses, and with Joshua and Gideon and David. The last promise of the risen Christ to his apostles was this, Lo, I am with you all the days. And again, near to the apostolic visions which close the record, comes a gracious and worldwide assurance. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. By the same divine thought, the heroes and heralds and confessors of the faith have been inspired and sustained. Luther used to cheer his friend Melanchthon by saying, Come, let us sing the 46th Psalm. John Wesley exclaimed as he was dying, The best of all, God is with us. And the last hours of the great Scottish philosopher Sir William Hamilton were consoled by these words from Psalm 23, Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. One of the old covenanters records that when they went to worship God in the moss or by the hillside and were in constant danger of attack by Claverhouse and his dragoons, Christ seemed to be nearer to them than when they sat quietly in the kirk. Amid the myriad calls that rise from life and death and toil and shame, from hearts that love and hope that dies, he hears my voice and knows my name. I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest.